guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Living La Vida. It has been a minute since I actually came on and did a recording. I believe the last one was back in August of last year, which was August 2019. It is now January 2020. We are in a new decade. I just wanted to come on and just kind of give you an update since the last time I did a recording. That was back in August. I have been in the hospital. I was in the hospital for about 3 days, I believe it was. No, I'm sorry. It was about 6 days. Yes, it was exactly 6 days. I went in because I was having a pain that I could not control at home with the pain medication that I take along with fluids and resting. So I ended up having to go to the emergency room. And I thank God that I have, my doctor has things in place. So they already kind of know what medicine works for me. And I was having stomach pain. And they were getting ready to release me, because the pain medicine that they gave me was kind of easing up. But I still was having this pain in my stomach. And I told the doctor, I said, far as the all over sickle cell pain that I was having, I was still having this excruciating pain in my stomach. And so he decided to do a couple of x-rays and do an MRI of my stomach area, in which I'm glad that they did. What happened, they found out that my liver was inflamed. And so they wanted to decide to keep me in the hospital to see if they can get that down. And my urine all of a sudden started getting real dark. So it was a good thing that they went on and decided to keep me so they could hydrate me and give any medications that I may need or any antibiotics. So they took me off, the liver doctor took me off of several medications trying to determine what could have been causing it. And I think what it was that I cannot take Tylenol, anything with acetaminophen. I may not be saying that right, but it's Tylenol. But I had been, you know, dealing with, you know, sinus stuff, cold stuff. So I had been taking some medication that I didn't realize that it had Tylenol in it. So I have to be very, 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 very careful of what I take. I have to look at the box to make sure that it does not have any Tylenol in it. So when my doctor said, the first time when I started having issues with my liver, to not take anything that had Tylenol in it, they meant that. So I have been very careful about taking anything with Tylenol in it. So anyway, I got out of the hospital, and since then I have been doing pretty good. I have been making sure that I don't take any medications that has Tylenol in it when I'm dealing with sinus or cold-like symptoms, because that can flare up issues with my liver. I've also been eating foods that will help cleanse my liver naturally. Definitely not taking anything over the counter that has possibly could have fillers in it that will give, you know, a lot of people think that those over-the-counter cleansers are perfect for you, but you have to realize a lot of this stuff have fillers in it. So I've just been doing it naturally. There's a lot of different foods that you can eat and juice to cleanse. And mainly I drink water every day. I drink almost a gallon every day. So yeah, you know what the flip side of that is? Yep, I go to the bathroom a lot. But that's okay. You know, my skin is looking good. I don't have the pain in my side or feel like it's getting agitated, my liver. So my counts have been great since I got out of the hospital. So I have a follow-up with my hematologist in February. So next month, I will do an update, see how I'm doing with living with sickle cell anemia. So thanks for tuning in for another episode, a real quick episode of Living La Vida, the life of a sickle cell warrior. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you around next time. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking for inexpensive jewelry, accessories for yourself, for gifts, or anyone, check out my website at fab5chic.com. That is fab5chic.com. You won't be disappointed.